Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, April 16th, 2008. Fifteen Palestinians and three Israeli soldiers killed in Gaza, while in the West Bank, Israeli troops kidnapped 23 Palestinian civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Wednesday afternoon, nine Palestinian fighters were killed in an Israeli airstrike targeting resistance fighters east of the Brej refugee camp in the central Gaza Strip, according to Palestinian sources. The Israeli army conducted two attacks targeting the northern Gaza Strip town of Beit Lahia on Wednesday midday, killing one Palestinian and injuring seven others. Witnesses said that the Israeli army shelled areas in Beit Lahia, and medics said that one man was killed and seven other civilians were injured. Five Palestinian resistance fighters and three Israeli soldiers were killed during three different incidents in the Gaza Strip on Wednesday. Palestinian sources said that four fighters of the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas, were killed when the Israeli army invaded a Shuja'iyya neighborhood east of Gaza City and clashed with Palestinian fighters on Wednesday at dawn. Meanwhile, Palestinian sources reported that a Palestinian man said to be an Islamic Jihad fighter was killed by Israeli army fire near the southern part of the Gaza Strip city of Rafah on Wednesday at dawn. Three Israeli soldiers were killed when a group of Al-Qassam brigades managed to ambush them near the Nahal Oz border crossing located in the central Gaza-Israeli borders. Avihai Adar'i, a spokesperson of the Israeli army, told IMEMC that three soldiers were killed during the attack. He added that the Israeli military and political leadership is preparing a response. Adar'i blamed Hamas for attempting to inflame the situation on the ground. Meanwhile, Israeli government sources said that Israel will not resume providing the Gaza Strip with fuel needed to generate electricity and cooking gas today. Last week, Palestinian fighters attacked the Nahal Oz terminal and killed two Israelis. In response, Israel stopped fuel coming into Gaza via the Nahal Oz crossing. On Tuesday, the Israeli government said it will resume the fuel shipments into Gaza on Wednesday. The Israeli army conducted a number of invasions targeting several parts of the West Bank on Wednesday at dawn. During the invasion, Israeli troops kidnapped 23 Palestinian civilians. Palestinian sources said that troops attacked and searched Palestinian homes in the cities of Nablus and Jenin in the northern part of the West Bank. Kidnappings by the Israeli army today were also reported in Hebron and Bethlehem in the southern part of the West Bank. Israeli army sources stated that those kidnapped today are listed on what the army calls its wanted list. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Fuad Azir and Hassan Bannoura.